U.S. auto executives return to Washington this week, and they have to turn in plans for recovery today. You could think of them as making a second try at starting the car. The first time they turned the key, the engine backfired and died. The automakers are trying again to persuade Congress to make a government loan. In a moment, we'll hear one Democratic senator who is sold. He's Carl Levin of Michigan. First, Dustin Dwyer of Michigan Radio reports on how the executives hope to improve their pitch.
Last time, the hearings went so badly for Detroit auto executives that they became the subject of the opening sketch on Saturday Night Live. The sketch set up a version of what the second hearings might look like. Here's Will Forte playing GM CEO Rick Wagner.
Before we begin, I'd like to apologize to the committee for the fact that we arrived here in Washington so late. As many of you know, instead of flying, the three of us decided to drive here from Detroit. But we had car trouble.
Regardless of how they get to Washington this time, there is a lot riding on the hearings this week. Ford says it could survive next year without the government money, but GM and Chrysler both say they might not. For the hundreds of thousands of people who depend on the companies, that's nothing to laugh about.
Oh, yeah, I worry about it a lot.
Mark Vomfell runs a company called AV Tool and Engineering in the suburbs of Detroit. He's standing next to the one machine on his shop floor that's running these days. The rest of the place sits unused. Vomfell's company is a few steps removed from the Detroit 3, but he says he depends on them for his survival. So he fully supports giving the carmakers $25 billion in federal loans. But even he was disappointed by the auto executives' first pitch to Congress and hopes this time they'll be better prepared.
I think they should have went in there, you know, at least, you know, maybe not a comprehensive, but some kind of structured plan of what they're going to do with the money, how they're not going to be in the same condition 6 months from now after that $25 billion has been spent.
Congressional leaders raised some of the same concerns. Now they're requiring a comprehensive plan from carmakers by the end of today. The companies are each expected to submit two plans. One will be relatively short and available to the public. The second plan will have more details about future vehicle projects. For competitive reasons, those plans will be closely guarded. There's plenty of speculation about what will be in the plans. It's likely that fuel-efficient vehicles will play a big role. Many industry watchers also expect GM to eliminate some of its eight vehicle brands. There's also talk of concessions from the United Auto Workers Union, and just about everyone expects the top executives to take a pay cut. That was a big issue during the last round of hearings. All three CEOs were asked if they'd accept a symbolic pay cut to $1 a year. Ford CEO Alan Mulally, who made almost $22 million last year, didn't like that idea.
I think I'm okay where I am.
That response didn't play very well with lawmakers. At this week's hearings, many will be looking for signs that the executives themselves are willing to sacrifice. That could start with the travel plans. There will be no more trips to Washington on corporate jets for this round of hearings, which start on Thursday. And so far, Saturday Night Live was at least partially right. A Ford spokesman confirmed yesterday that CEO Alan Mulally plans to drive to Capitol Hill, and he'll be doing it in a hybrid. For NPR News, I'm Dustin Dwyer in Ann Arbor, Michigan.